Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of I Woke Up Zeit This. This is courtesy of one Miles of Gray and Beyonce. You guys clapped on that one.
That like writer who does like the speech in the middle of Flawless from the song that's referencing the title. Mm-hmm. Currently in a big turfy kind of feud going on.
Yeah. I actually did not know that.
I didn't either. It was brought up by a super producer and a Hosni A coming with the facts.
Hosni A. All right, let's talk about what is trending. Here are some things. Of course, we're going to get to the Sixers.
Don't.
I actually watched it. So. Lived it.
Lived it real time now.
Died it, I think, is more accurate. But, we'll get to that after the break. First up, Zion is trending. So they fired their coach yesterday, Stan Van Gundy.
Yikes.
After 1 year. That felt about right to me.
Yeah. Probably could have done better with what you had there.
Yeah.
He's apparently, the reports are saying that the Pelicans have failed to put the right elements together to make Zion and his family happy. And then this, according to this article in The Athletic, saying, quote, multiple sources have told The Athletic that certain family members want Williamson on another team.
Mm.
Welcome to L.A., Zion.
Ah, I see. This is why this is of interest to.
No, you. I think it's, well, of course, I'm always trying to look at what pieces we can hoover off the ground and create some kind of Frankenstein's monster Voltron basketball team. Always.
Dream team. Yeah.
I mean, more than anything, I think the Pelicans' fault? Can Zion dig deeper? Like, who's at fault here?
Right.
Who's coming with it?
An incredible season this year. He's the king who was promised. You know, I used to make super producer Ana Hosni, I sit and watch Zion highlights back when we were in the old world.
Yeah.
When we were in person.
Look at this guy.
Look at him. Look at him block this shot.
Oh, it's... my God. Can't move like that when you're that big.
And then he had his rookie year, he was injured. But this past year, he's been as good as we thought.
Yeah. Memes are flowing, though. Just photoshopped in like every conceivable uniform in the league right now. I mean, like, I can see it. Knicks. I can see it. Rockets. I can see it. Nuggets.
That's interesting. I feel like this is not a... I guess this would have been like a LeBron early Cleveland era esque rumor where it was just right. Like we hear people around him are unhappy and that's enough to become like a number one trending subject on Twitter.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, people would, any team in the league would probably mortgage most of their parts to get it, to be in the Zion business.
Right.
Zion, we love you. We want to be in the Zion business, baby.
Yeah, there. I don't know the other things that you, I mean, this happens a lot in sports too, where this is also like you put these out here just to see if maybe you get some offers coming in, maybe some phone calls start coming in just to see what's out there, what's possible to get the franchise on the back foot. But I don't know. That's, yeah, I don't know where he could go. I mean,
you
I can
know where
envision
he could
I,
go. You know where he would
The Blazers,
go.
That would be cool. Yeah. Him and Dame time?
Uh-huh, yeah.
I would love to see
that. Because teams are always like, you know, when they're free agents, going out of their way to join the Blazers.
can you imagine?
It's either like, the Lakers or the Heat. Those are the two teams that people
yeah,
join.
Yeah. Probably because he likes, you know, like fishing and stuff. I think maybe Miami's more his speed, you know, being down there.
He likes fishing?
Yeah, he's like all into that shit.
Is
like
he?
He's an outdoors person. Yeah, oh, yeah,
I didn't
yeah.
know that.
Like, I don't see him like fucking with Runyon Canyon and shit.
Yeah. All right. So that is why Zion is trending. Obamacare is trending. Mm-hmm. Once again, the Supreme Court had to intervene and, you know, throw a lead block for Obamacare for the next
yeah.
handful of years.
Fucking 7-2. Decision.
Not even close.
What? You're telling me that Brank Kavanaugh and Army Corny Derringer Bearbit is they voted for this?
Brank is such a cuck, dude. He's what always loved Obama.
Clarence Thomas? What? It was just Gorsuch and Alito, I think.
That's it, huh? Is Clarence Thomas going to retire? When are we going to get these old-timey conservatives out of there?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's like these people who just end up like living forever because that's how evildoers are. You know? I don't know when he will. And I think they're probably, if he wanted to, he's probably like, fuck, what do I do like to, you know, just avoid this court being in the hands of a Democrat, like this potential Supreme Court pick being in the hands of a Democrat president. Hey, shout out to you, Justice Breyer. Huh?
Hey,
you want to hop off this thing while Biden's president? Don't do what Ruth Bader Ginsburg did when everyone's like, fam, do it now while you got Obama and we can make sure that we don't upset the balance of the court. So a lot of people are like, have been looking at Stephen Breyer too and being like, what are you doing, sir? You're 81 years old.
Go. What is he doing?
Or 82?
Yeah.
Well, he can be 83 this year.
Full.
Yeah, full.
I think that's all.
Go take a break.
The entire, all three of the liberal people on the court need to be just looking at him and saying full under their breath.
Fool, fool, for real? You were born in fucking 38, fool. I'm serious, fool.
So
like,
wild.
Don't do this, fool. Like, Sonia Sotomayor was like, I was born in 54, fool. Like, I still got time, but like, fool, you're born in 38.
38? Are you kidding
me? Please. Clarence Thomas was born in 48. You know what I mean? Roberts, 55. Alito, fucking 50. Kagan, 1960, Gorsuch 67, Kavanaugh 65, Carby Barrett 72.
Damn. She's not
get
that
the
much
fuck out of there.
That's fucking wild. All right. Anyways, shout out to the Supreme Court. So,
like, he's older than David Souter.
Jesus.
He's older than the former Justice David Souter, who left a while ago. Think Bro. About that. Fool.
Fool.
Fool. Like, whatever. It doesn't, whatever. It'll get just completely blown up by the Republicans either way. So, who knows?
And he kind of needs to do it soon because there's always the chance that the Senate takes back.
Yeah.
The Republican Senate.
Yeah.
Or the Senate becomes Republican again, and Mitch McConnell has promised.
That clock's ticking. You don't get rid of the filibuster. They get all these like wacky voting laws in that you don't know what to do. And then you appeal to a Supreme Court that's like, they're like, no, let it rock.
I fully believe that the next time there's a Republican in the White House, we're going full like police state authoritarian government because they're. That's all they have.
Cleaner attempt at it than floppy Trump for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're already doing it now. So it's just that when will it reach the federal level at that scale?
There has been a discovery of a fossil of what they're saying is the biggest land mammal ever. It's like a horse that is bigger than it's like kind of I'd say head and shoulders above an elephant. It's pretty.
I don't know what's the scale here because it looks like this shit looks like bigger than like a fucking dinosaur.
Yeah, I think that's what we're looking at.
Dinosaur horse.
It's a horse dinosaur.
Dino horse. What's it called?
It is called, of course. So they're
dino
saying
horse.
it's a type of rhino, but it's built like a horse. The
hey,
giant
see, a
rhino
build like a horse.
That's like some conservative rap.
Yeah.
Yeah. The giant rhino Paraceratherium.
Mm.
And then that I'm not done. Lynxiensi. So I think I nailed that.
Okay.
In the northeastern Tibetan plateau during the late Oligocene.
The old Kevin E. Loggins scene from that one movie. Footloose.
Yeah, it's wild though. I mean, that's what the thing that I think is underrated, like we dinosaurs appropriately rated.
Oh, yeah.
Like they are a thing that kids just obsess kids for an entire chunk of their lives as they should. They're giant lizards that like they're so cool. However, I think it's underrated how there used to just be giant versions of the animals we know that flew around. Like there's like a big black crow that is the size of like a
Manhattan.
737. And it like they think that it was around when humans walked the earth. And that's the reason that like sometimes when a shadow goes over you, you'll like feel the skin on your arms rise up because we were like had to evolve to be scared
when we'll be like damn it's a full of them big ass crows
yeah
and like run
yeah
oh wow
I mean could you imagine how different the world would be if like when you were outdoors you were always worried about either that it was gonna like start raining or that a fucking massive like blimp sized crow was gonna come through and just pick you up and carry you off to feed to its babies
pick me up and take me away to a better life.
Yeah. That would
please take me away,
nice.
Giant crow.
In your safe arms. Hold me in your arms.
And you will raise you up on giant on dino crow wings.
There's like giant elk and shit that's like, you know, what it's massive.
Find? Like a skull or something? What part did they unearth something?
It just looks like a giant chunk. It's a huge axis of the giant rhino. Compared to a technician, I don't know. By telling me it's an axis, I don't know what that means, but it seems like it's a very central bone, I would guess, based on the axis thing
right.
that allowed them to be like, oh, Well. All right, let's take a quick break, and we will be right back to
talk more.
Hear me despair about the Sixers.
No.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. And yeah, so big game last night. We're talking, of course, about the Clippers beating the Utah Jazz. great to see
playoff
Paul
P
George.
At it.
Yeah, man, playoff P.
Like,
shout out
points?
To him. Yeah, he played great. I think he had 39.
Mean,
he was awesome.
I would, if I was writing something, I'd say based on his past postseason performances that he's due to like shake that shit off and be able to get a little, like, you need that pain of talking big shit going into the postseason and not delivering, hopefully to then be like, no, I'm not doing that shit again. Like, I'm
gonna stay for focused, people who aren't following the playoffs, the guy who's been playing the best in the playoffs for the entire game, not just the first half, like Joel Embiid, but for the entire game is Kawhi Leonard, and he just went out with an injury. So everyone was like, well, the Clippers are doomed without him. And then their second best player, but one of the most like universally derided players because he once nicknamed himself Playoff P and then proceeded to pee his pants during those playoffs. He finally came through and played really great. And he actually hasn't been as bad as people make it out to be.
Right.
He came through. Clippers won. They're up 3-2. The Sixers, my team, we're up 26 in the third quarter. And I did not feel confident. And this might not mean anything because I never feel confident because I always expect the worst to happen. But this was especially a case. They had already, the last game, they were up by, I think, 14 in the second half, maybe, and ended up losing that one. So I was like, well, there's always a chance they blow it. And blow it, they did.
Joel Embiid, I mean.
Yeah, he just got tired. I mean, we've talked before about how, like, some of the things he does are, like, incredible because basically he's a 7'3" Kobe Bryant, like, when he's fully at full speed and at full energy. Mm-hmm. But he also, like, being 7'3" and moving like you are not 7'3", you're going to get exhausted. And that happens a lot to him. And so he was just way off for the end of the game. Doc Rivers kept him in. It was very bad. I kept Ben Simmons in. Ben Simmons was really, really bad. Ben Simmons seems to be the one who is taking the brunt of the criticism.
What about Doc Rivers?
Doc Rivers was, yeah, I think so. I think there's two things that are true. I think one is that Ben Simmons can't shoot free throws and is extremely limited in everything except defense. Because you can't play in the modern NBA without being able to shoot. And so he makes them very easy to game plan for.
Right.
A good coach like Nate McMillan can figure you out if one of your chess pieces on the court consistently cannot shoot. Like, that's just that went the way of the dodo a long time ago in the NBA because that's just, like, it's too dangerous to have somebody out there who can shoot. Like,
right.
So, but he's also one of the top three defenders in the league, so they keep him out there because his plus minus is always pretty good. But last night it kind of all came to a head because they did a hack-a-shack Fallaben, whatever you call it, where they just kept putting him on the line. He missed 10 free throws. I think that's true. Like, he's too limited. You can't have him be on the court in the playoffs. Like, that's, people were saying at the beginning of the playoffs, Ben Simmons makes the Sixers too easy to game plan for.
Right.
The other thing is that Doc Rivers does not do a good job making adjustments in game in series.
Yeah.
And the Sixers lost game 5 for the same reason and almost in the exact same way that they lost game 4. And it's just very frustrating.
Heart goes out to you, man.
I am now going to start wearing my Sixers hat because I want this season to be put out of its misery. and I will put on my Sixers hat and not watch the game.
And then they start winning. You're like, what kind of fuck what is that world are we in?
But yeah, it's interesting that, so I watched this game because I watched the first half. They were killing them. I was like, all right. Like,
and normally you never watch. You
normally
don't like to watch live.
Normally I record the game, check the score after it's over so that I just, like, feel the pain of the loss one time as opposed to just, like, dying slowly over the course of a full game. But this one seemed pretty safe. So I watched the whole thing and it was like being, it was pretty traumatic to watch in this big a game. And the last time that I did that was the game that where Kawhi hit the game winner.
Oh my God.
That was the last one that I watched while it was happening. So I have a good.
That might be the power is watching then.
Yeah.
Right? Watching live.
Have I told you that, like, when my dad was coaching the Celtics and they made the Eastern Conference Finals, I went to game 1 and they lost to the Nets. Then I was out of the country for games 2 and games 3. They won those. Mm-hmm. And then I came back and they lost the next 3 in front of me. So, like, I do, like, genuinely am a cursed
human
being.
Your Catholic guilt is just intersecting with your sports fandom in this way where you're actually taking the burden on emotionally.
It's definitely my fault, I think. I think we can all do that.
I deserve it. And, maybe this is hell. Who should say we're not dead?
All right. And finally, Naomi Osaka is trending because she's dropped out of Wimbledon to, you know, work on it, spend time working on herself and spend time with family and friends. More power to her, and fuck the tennis officials who were like, yeah, we stand by it. We don't need her. It's like, yeah, okay. So
yeah,
you would have had...
Guess who's not watching.
Yeah, guess who doesn't give a fuck about your sport when you don't have her. And she probably would have won the French Open, right? Like the person who
she's
won was unranked.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, by that logic, yeah. If I was doing brackets, yeah.
She has confirmed for the Olympics, though, which is interesting. It almost suggests that she's specifically saying fuck you to the tennis authorities.
That, and I think, you know, being Japanese, I think that's a big thing for her,
yeah,
to represent Japan in the Tokyo Olympics and, like, you know, get a, you know, possibly get a gold medal and shit.
Yeah.
And they, I mean, you can't talk about a better crowd to play in front of than in Japan, being like,
right,
the sensation that she is, not just in the US, but especially for Japanese people, half Japanese people like me, you know, just the whole, yeah. So hopefully she can, you know, there's no mandated press she has to do there, and she can just focus on that. But yeah, I just love that it's nice to see people create boundaries for themselves and their own well-being.
Yeah.
Because I think we're so used to this thing that, like, certain things you just got to power through. Like Wimbledon, you're going to say no? Well, first of all, she's 23 years old.
Yeah.
So she's got a few Wimbledons, a few swipes at the Wimbledon in her career left. But yeah, just a testament to all of us, you know, like, let's just all,
yeah,
let's remember that we're people, and like, sometimes it's better to really just focus on getting your own self right and pouring love into yourself than feeling pressured to perform or whatever at your own expense.
I feel like this is like part of the zeitgeist right now of like people emerging from the pandemic and being like, I'm not okay, or I don't want to go back to work, and like I shouldn't have to.
Right.
You know, like people have had a chance to take a pause from the, you know, being in the grind, and hopefully this is kind of a permanent change where people, the people have some rights as opposed to the large organizations.
Exactly. We're all becoming Rocky in Rocky Balboa saying, hey, don't I got rights? Hey, don't I got rights? Yeah, very good
question. The famous quote. That is... You're the only person who remembers that. Like,
it
even
blows
fans
my
of that
mind.
Movie.
It's the most inconsequential line I think of in any film.
All right, give people the context because people don't know what you're talking about.
Because what he's trying to get reinstated to box like legally, right? Isn't that like what's going on?
Oh, I thought it was when he like lost all his money. Okay, no,
I don't
no,
know.
It doesn't
even matter
because
the
they used his likeness in a video game. Isn't that Rocky Balboa?
Wait, what? No. That's what? Part of it?
Wait, I thought Rocky Balboa was the one where there's like a video game reenactment where like he fights
it.
James Toney. Yeah.
Right.
He's like, no, I don't think there's rights involved. I watched that movie once. Very drunk.
No, it was, it doesn't even matter because that's how silly it is. All you know is it's in the context of someone, the judge saying no to you,
right,
in court. You've lost a decision. And you're like, all right, I guess the court's ruled. But then your idea to salvage your case is to turn around and address the judge one more time and just say, hey, don't I got rights? Like, it was like, yeah, you know what? I like that. I like that energy.
And then the rest of the movie is about his battle he takes it to the Supreme Court, the don't I got rights case, Balboa right, versus the U.S.
Oh, shit.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, that is going to do it for this Thursday. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.